that you would come and speak to us now. Let our hearts and minds be open to hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning, Easter Sunday, is a great moment to reflect back on the journey that we've made through Holy Week. Through the fellowship and communion of Maundy Thursday, thinking back to the Last Supper and being obedient to Jesus' call to do this in remembrance of him. To the darkness of Good Friday, the pain that Jesus and his followers went through as he knew what was to come, but nonetheless still walked this most difficult of paths for us. Last night, bringing the light into the church, the hope that burns so brightly in the darkness. And then finally, the joy this morning of the empty tomb. As we've just heard in our passage from Luke, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. That it is true that Jesus did rise, and we will rise with him on the last day. So, bearing all of that journey in mind this morning, I would love us to come afresh to the idea that we are an Easter people. It isn't the case that today we're celebrating Jesus' resurrection and our own release from the burden of our sins. We're remembering and celebrating this today and taking this knowledge into Easter Monday, the return to work and school, through to Pentecost and into eternity. Jesus is for life, not just for Easter, and life in all its fullness. We are called to live our lives in the light of this most enormous event of sacrifice and resurrection power beyond anything we could ever hope to imagine. And this call is on our lives each and every day in everything we do and every decision we make. We are living out our lives in response to the fact that he is risen. C.S. Lewis says, every time you make a choice, you're turning the central part of you, the part that chooses, into something a little different from what it was before. And taking your life as a whole, all your life long, you're slowly turning the central thing into a heavenly creature or into a hellish creature. This fundamental truth, he is risen, calls us to turn away from choices that take us further from God, and to present those times when we have done that to him, knowing that as a result of his death and resurrection, we are forgiven. That the sacrifice Jesus has paid, through his sacrifice, he has paid what we owe. And we're called to accept this as a gift that we have been given. And there is emphasis here on the word gift. This is not something that we strive for, that we have to work for. It is a gift. And we're called to respond with our whole selves, not who we are on Sundays or when we're in church, but all the time. We are an Easter people, and the light of the resurrection burns brightly throughout our lives, not just today or tomorrow, but forever. And when I was thinking about this talk, I was walking and listening to a worship song. I'm going to actually put the link to the song in the chat. So don't listen to it right now, but maybe after the service, you might want to come back to it and just listen to this. It might give you a sense of what was in my mind and what God was saying whenever I wrote this. But I was struck afresh by the words of Psalm 103. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. The east is infinitely far from the west. The two points of the compass will never meet. Such is the degree to which Jesus has removed our sins from us. It isn't that he's lifted them out and placed them on the seat next to us. They are at an infinite distance. And what I felt God was saying is that I, and maybe some of you, don't always accept this gift as freely as it is given. Jesus has done the task for us. He has enabled us to be forgiven. Sometimes we cling on to that sense of guilt and shame, the feelings of regret and anxiety about the moments that we haven't aligned our lives with God. We thought, said, or done things that we subsequently wish we hadn't. And of course, we want to learn from those things. We might want to make different choices in future, but this isn't the same as hanging on to the guilt we might feel about those things, a sense of carrying that weight around with us. circling in our minds, sometimes growing in significance far beyond what the initial action was, getting in the way of our relationship with God and with other people. And sometimes we respond to this by trying to solve the issue ourselves, trying to make up for it in some way in our own human strength. And when we do this, we're not living as Easter people. We're being dismissive of the sacrifice that Jesus has made. Our debt has already been paid. And in effect, we're saying that we think we can do Jesus's job better than he can when we try and do things in our own strength. It gives us a sense of control, a sense that we are able to manage by ourselves. And one example of this that was in my own life, and I still remember quite clearly, I was on my way to work and I decided to run, thinking I was making the healthy choice. So put all my running gear on, put a rucksack on, set off. And as I passed the entrance to Cricklewood Station, I felt really strongly God saying, "Alison, stop running and go and get the train." And I was like, "Absolutely not. I'm making the healthy choice. Lord, I'm running. Like, I've already decided this is what I'm going to do." And I stopped dead at the entrance to the station, feeling and knowing that God was telling me to go in. And I chose not to. So I carried on to work. Subsequently found out that at that moment, one of my friends was on the platform and she was having a bit of a crisis and in a really, really difficult moment. She went to work that day and later on was admitted to hospital and was unwell for quite some time. And although I knew if I'd gone, that may not have changed, but it might have helped to have a familiar face there. And I certainly wasn't obedient to what God was asking me to do. And when I saw her subsequently, I did feel a sense of guilt that I hadn't made that move. And I was always trying to make things better, to improve them somehow in my own strength because of that sense of guilt. I know that God has forgiven me for that. And I've given that disobedient moment to him many times, but I did hang on to it for a long time and felt the weight of that more than I should. On Friday, I'd already written most of this talk, but when I read the UCB word for the day, it was absolutely aligned with this theme. And some of you may all also have read this on Friday. Imagine a master carpenter putting the finishing touches to a beautiful table. Would you take a wood plane and say, "I think I can make this look a little better and give it some more value"? The carpenter would say, "Stop. If you touch it, you will ruin it." And they would be right. The same goes for your salvation. We're called to set down control, not to somehow make up for our sins, but to lean totally on Jesus, knowing that he has already done the work. He is risen. And my challenge for us today is, are we living as an Easter people? Are we able to embrace the gift that we've been given, to relinquish control that we as humans so desperately crave? Are the things we've thought or said or done that we're carrying around and need to wholly give to God, perhaps things we're trying to resolve in our own strength? Jesus really is for life, not just for Easter. So I encourage you to continue thinking on this, to consider any thoughts, words, or actions that are niggling at you that you need to bring before God. Maybe aspects of your life that you're somehow trying to improve on the perfect gift that God has already given to us. Remember, he is risen today and for eternity. So let's just take a moment to pray in response to that, and let's listen to what God is saying to each one of us. Holy Spirit, we thank you so much that we are forgiven. And we pray that in this moment, you would show us any areas of our lives where we are carrying around that sense of weight and of guilt. And we pray that you would come afresh and give us knowledge to know that we are forgiven, that Jesus is risen. And we pray we'd bring those things before you now. Move in us in this moment, Lord, that we would know the freedom that comes only from you. And Lord, I pray this would be true for everyone who is watching this now and everyone who comes to this recording in the future. Let us be an Easter people, now and for eternity. in your name. Amen.